Severe Ice. For the latest news and analysis, log on to irnnews.com.
It made box office history and helped restore marriages nationwide. Now get it for your home. Announcing the DVD release of Fireproof. Love is not a fight. The film that inspired millions of moviegoers to never leave their partner behind. Fireproof, the action-packed story of a firefighter, his wife, and a marriage worth rescuing. The DVD, available at your favorite Christian retailer. For information about a license to show Fireproof in your church or school, visit fireprooftheMovie.com.
A Kentucky high school football coach charged in the heat exhaustion death of one of his players during practice pled not guilty to reckless homicide charges yesterday. Former Pleasure Ridge Park coach Jason Stinson is speaking out against the charges facing him.
It's a sad day. My heart's broken. Part of my life's been taken away. I no longer teach. I no longer coach at the school that I love.
Refuting witness reports, Stinson says he did not deny water to his players on August 20th. Sophomore lineman Max Gilpin collapsed that day during practice and died 3 days later at a hospital. Court documents indicate his body temperature had reached 107 degrees. Stinson faces 5 years in prison if convicted and is due back in court in March. Officials with the county school system say he's been reassigned to non-instructional duties pending the outcome of the case. A Jacksonville company is producing a Kaylee Anthony tribute doll. Correspondent Jeff Marshall reports.
The dolls that resemble the slain Orlando toddler are scheduled to go on sale today with a price tag of around $30. The president of Showbiz Promotions says the doll doesn't exactly look like Kaylee because that would just be too morbid. The doll has a t-shirt that reads Kaylee Sunshine and will play the song You Are My Sunshine when its belly button is pushed. I'm Jeff Marshall.
The attorney for Kaylee's grandparents says he'll probably use any means at his disposal to stop the distribution of the doll. I'm Greg Moore. That's news from the Information Radio Network.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
And here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Our guest for the next hour is going to be talking pretty on the subject of how you basically deal with the issue of creation and certainly the whole idea of intelligent design. So I'm not going to let him tell the story. He knows it a lot better than I am. He's certainly written extensively on this, and there is such a debate about intelligent design, but he doesn't necessarily want to talk about that. He really wants to talk about this whole subject and an overview of the creation-evolution debate. So without further ado, you just pick up the story there.
Hi, thanks for having me on your show.
Well, it's good to have you with us.
Well, I guess the current issue that has been in the news quite a bit lately has actually been regarding the Texas State Board of Education and how they're going to teach evolution in Texas public schools. And obviously, you know, you're not based in Texas, but the reason why folks outside of Texas should care about this is because Texas is a very big market for textbooks. And the way that Texas decides to teach evolution could actually impact the way that evolution is taught in biology textbooks at the nationwide level. And the basic issue on the table in Texas was whether students will learn both the scientific strengths and weaknesses of evolution, or whether evolution will be taught in a basically in a dogmatic fashion that does not allow students to learn about some of the scientific challenges to evolution. So this was actually up for a vote last week, where the Texas State Board of Education, although they did not vote to use the words strengths and weaknesses in their state science standards, they did vote to allow students to learn about some of the scientific criticisms of evolution. So this sort of thing, this sort of approach to teaching evolution is very good, because it will teach students how to think critically about the subject, and it will teach them about the facts of biology.
Well, I remember when I went to school, and of course this was many, many years ago, but in the college level, there was never any question about, any challenge to the concepts of evolution. This was a scientific fact. They had all of the evidence. We had the Piltdown Man. You can see how long ago I was going to school, but the Piltdown Man was definitely the missing link. And so the students never really questioned these ideas of evolution. They were simply drummed into us from without any mention at all that there was any question as to the authenticity of the theory of evolution.
Well, and as you mentioned, when you went to school, they taught the Piltdown Man. And, of course, many of your listeners may know that, of course, Piltdown Man was shown to be a fraudulent fossil. It was took part of the skull of a human and part of the skull of an orangutan and mixed them together. And it was not even a real living species. It was just something that was concocted in somebody's, back room. And imagine if students were able to, challenge some of the scientific evidence and ask hard questions. What is the evidence that this is a real fossil? Is this good evidence for evolution? I mean, imagine how differently our educational system would be today if students could be able to challenge much of this evidence, which we now know is false. How much today that's being taught might have scientific problems? It might not be fraudulent like the Piltdown Man, but there still might be other scientific views that would challenge the mainstream evolutionary theory that's being taught today. As a matter of fact, there are scientific challenges to evolution that are being discussed in scientific journals, which we could talk about if you'd like to do that.
All right, I'd like to. But, I think it's so important for people to understand that the destruction of the students' faith in creation was really pivotal to bringing about the world we live in today. Destroy people's faith in this concept that the Bible is accurate, is the Word of God, and then you have really taken away the very foundation upon which our society is built, the foundation of marriage, the foundation of integrity, the foundation of all of the basic tenets of Western civilization. Western civilization was based upon the Judeo-Christian beliefs, and how far we've gotten away from them, and I certainly blame primarily education, I know, for getting me an awful lot of bad ideas when I was in school, and from what I see happening to our society all across America. So you go ahead and want to pick up some other ideas, just follow through with them.
Sure. Well, I mean, you make an interesting point there that, the way that that evolution is usually taught today is basically it's taught in a very dogmatic fashion that censors any of the evidence that challenges evolution. Obviously, this does have an impact upon what students think and what they believe. And I think that, the most important thing that we can do in education is to, when we're dealing with these very controversial scientific subjects, as you mentioned, the teaching of evolution can be very controversial. When we're dealing with these controversial subjects, don't treat them dogmatically. Allow students to learn about both sides of the story, both the evidence that supports evolution and the evidence that challenges it, and let them make up their own minds. At the end of the day, what more can we do other than let people make up their own minds? So we need to let students have access to all the scientific information if we're going to really teach evolution as a science and not as basically as a dogma like most Darwinists want it to be taught today. So I could get into some of the scientific challenges with evolution. Many of your listeners may have heard of them before. I think one of the most classic and famous arguments that challenged evolution is from the fossil record. The fact that when we look at the fossil record, what we see are explosions of new biological life forms without any evolutionary precursors. In other words, we see new biological forms appearing without transitional forms or without any evolutionary buildup. And this tends to be the rule in the fossil record, with the exception being, you know, the occasional case where there is some kind of a fossil that someone might call a potentially plausible transitional form. This poses a huge challenge to Darwinian evolution, which, of course, claims that species evolve in a very slow, step-by-step manner, and that you should be able to have, you know, some kind of a record of evolution in the history of the fossil record. One of the more recent challenges to evolution that I think has become stronger and stronger in the last, probably in the last couple decades, is scrutinizing the mechanism of evolution, which is the idea that unguided and blind natural selection, acting upon completely random mutations, can generate the complexity of biology that we see today. As we learn more and more about biology, we're finding that the cell is full of extremely complex micromolecular machines that require all of their parts in order to function. Now, natural selection can only, you know, build things, again, in a step-by-step fashion. So natural selection acting upon random mutation cannot build these complex features that we see in biology, because there's too much complexity, too many parts are required to be there all at once in order to get any function at all. And so this poses a huge challenge to Darwinian evolution that more and more scientists are seeing as basically a refutation of the view that evolution proceeds by natural selection acting upon random mutation. If any of your listeners are on the internet and they want to go check out an interesting website, over 750 PhD scientists have actually signed a petition, a statement that says that they are skeptical of the ability of random mutation and natural selection to account for the complexity of life. And you can find that online, a list of PhD scientists that dissent from Darwinism, at the website dissentfromdarwin.org. That's dissentfromdarwin.org.
Well, now what about this concept of intelligent design? I mean, certainly if you're a rational individual and you see the magnificence of the universe, of life itself, of the perfect organization, whether it would be in astronomy or in physics or in chemistry, there is a perfect organization to everything. And suddenly, since everything seems to be so in perfect harmony, there almost has to be a designer. And if there's a designer, then there has to be a creator. There has to be somebody who's doing that design. This seems to be the one thing that's perplexing people on the evolutionary side today. In fact, they're frightened to death that people are going to begin to think intelligently and say, hey, look, there's just no way this could have happened all by chance.
Well, you're absolutely right. Intelligent design is a relatively new idea that's been formulated as a scientific theory. Well, actually, I should rephrase that. Intelligent design, the view that life was designed, is actually not new at all. It actually goes all the way back to the ancient Greek philosophers, where, you know, Plato and Aristotle, who lived long before, you know, even the time of Christ, they believed that life, that the complexity of life and the complexity of what we see in this world points to an intelligent source. Now, today, that argument has been reformulated as a rigorous scientific argument, which holds that there are some features of life which are best explained by an intelligent cause rather than, as you said, an undirected or unguided cause like natural selection. So intelligent design is a very potent argument. It looks at the complexity of life and asks, where does information come from? Where do we find a source of information, of language, of machines, of codes, which is all what we're finding in biology. As we learn more and more about the cell...
Hold that thought. I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt. That nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away. And the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside-down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com. 866-374-3101.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable, you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest this afternoon is Casey Luskin, who has written a chapter in a book on the subject of intelligent design, but of course he wanted to talk about the overview of this whole issue dealing with evolution and creation, because of course this is really such an important issue. It is being used to destroy the faith of our children in the God who created mankind, who created the heaven and the earth. And of course, once you can do that, then it's what's been said, that it's not that people who disbelieve in God believe in nothing. It's just they'll believe in anything, and we seem to be making a transition from being a Christian nation to being a confused or atheistic nation, and now to so many of our people beginning to embrace these occult concepts of being able somehow to communicate with some mysterious force that's out there that's going to give them great power. And the trouble is that there really are forces and supernatural forces out there. But, of course, you should not be communicating with them, believe me. Well, anyway, Casey, you were talking certainly about intelligent design and the fact that there are at least some people who think that this is a very important issue and important in this debate. Would you like to pick the story up there?
Sure, and I think we cut to a radio break, and I'm not sure exactly where I was when the cut took place. So, but we were talking about some of the scientific evidence for intelligent design and why scientists are considering intelligent design as a superior scientific explanation to Darwinian evolution. And just to kind of recap a little bit, I think what it comes down to is the more that scientists are learning about the cell, the more that we're finding that it's full of information and machines and language-based codes. And in our experience, where does language or where do machines or where do language-based codes come from? Well, they come from engineers or programmers or intelligent agents. So the more that we open up the cell and understand the cell, the more we're finding types of structures and systems that in our experience always require an intelligent cause source. So I think that the evidence for intelligent design is really growing stronger and stronger as we learn more and more about biology.
Well, I certainly agree with you, and I think it's so vitally important that just basic intelligence, trying to get our students to think and to challenge when they're told things, and you're supposed to believe this, and you're not supposed to challenge it, and if you do, you're some sort of a wacko. And yet, of course, your intelligence tells you that you could never, of course, have come up with something as magnificent designed simply as the human hand or the human eye or the human reproductive system or the renal system or any of these systems simply by accident. They are really magnificent when you study them or when you work with them. As an orthopedic surgeon, I used to operate on hands all the time, and I constantly marveled at the mechanism by which it worked and by which it was able to function as efficiently. And when you see somebody playing the piano, you know, their fingers are moving so rapidly, and there's suddenly this magnificent design that allows human beings or animals or simply everything to function. Even a tree is a magnificent thing when you look at it, reaching upward, and the way it is able, of course, to nourish itself and take the energy from the sun and transform that into layer after layer after layer of wood. Well, anyway, you pick up the subject there. Certainly, the people on the other side seem to be worried to death about this concept of intelligent design because it's so logical, and they don't want people to be logical. They just want to accept stupidly exactly what they're told, and we're the teachers, and you have to believe in evolution because it's been scientifically proven. And then when you challenge their science, why they don't want to hear from you. In fact, they will go after any sort of a teacher or anybody in academia who dares to suggest that maybe the theory of evolution is nothing more than a failed theory. So what are your thoughts?
Well, I think that you're absolutely right that when intelligent design starts to make inroads in the academy, that many Darwinist academics really start to turn to very pernicious scare tactics to try to keep it from having any influence. What we've actually seen in the last couple years is a very unfortunate trend where basically we've seen increasing persecution of pro-ID scientists and scholars who support intelligent design in the academy. As a matter of fact, there was a documentary that came out last year called Expelled, featuring Ben Stein, and it was in the mainstream movie theaters, and it told the stories of various scientists who have been persecuted. They've been denied tenure, they've lost their jobs, they have lost their research funding, they've had all kinds of things happen to them to marginalize them in their careers and their jobs because they support intelligent design. So what we see is that the more intelligent design makes inroads, the more that it, conducts scientific research to support its views, the more the Darwinists are turning to sort of, underhanded tactics to try to make sure that it doesn't make any inroads. And I would really encourage your listeners to go check out the documentary Expelled. I think you can pick it up on Amazon.com because it's very fascinating. It tells the stories of these scientists and what happened to them because they support ID. What this issue really comes down to, and I think this is the most important thing to take from this right now, is this issue is fundamentally about academic freedom. Will teachers and scientists and students and scholars have the academic freedom to dissent from evolution, or will they be told that, Darwin skeptics need not apply and they can go look for a job somewhere else? Right now, there's a real need to support academic freedom for teachers and scientists who challenge evolution, and I would encourage your listeners to go to a website called academicfreedomday.com, that's academicfreedomday.com, that talks about how people can support academic freedom on what we're calling Academic Freedom Day, which is February 12th, 2009.
Well, you know, the liberal traditionally always scream for academic freedom. People have the right to express themselves unless, of course, they were in disagreement with the radical left. And then, of course, they had to be silenced. And what hypocrisy we're seeing today, not only, of course, as academic freedom is concerned, not as far as evolution is concerned, intelligent design, but anybody who questions, dares to question global warming, which is one of the greatest frauds in the world, and we could prove this scientifically, but that's not the subject of this program. But certainly the subject of evolution, I'll have to admit at one time, I believed it because I'd have been indoctrinated in it. But once I began to think and could break loose from the programming that had been instilled in me in college and began to question what was going on, it was so obvious that I'd been taught a lie. The thing that bothers me, Casey, is our young people are being lied to in our schools, in our colleges, by the media. I mean, you're never going to see an intelligent discussion of intelligent design, certainly on television. All you're going to do is see the ridicule of those who dare to question, those who insist that God had nothing to do with creation.
Well, that's certainly the way that the Darwinists respond. As soon as you start to suggest that their theory might be wrong, they do respond with ridicule. As a matter of fact, let me tell a little story here. I was an undergraduate and graduate student at the University of California at San Diego, and during my graduate studies, I was studying earth sciences, and I took a seminar at Scripps Institution for Oceanography that was actually on the debate over intelligent design and evolution. And during that seminar, they brought in a leading Darwinist named Russell Doolittle to come and tell us why intelligent design was wrong. And you know what he told us? He told us that his number one argument against intelligent design was to use ridicule. Not science, but ridicule. So they've admitted it, that this is exactly how they respond to doubts about their ideas.
Well, we're going to be back in just a moment with Casey Luskin. Can you stay with this last half hour, Casey, or not?
Sure, no problem.
All right, fine. Well, our telephone number then is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. And when you don't know what to say, you use ridicule. If you have an indefensible position, you use it even more. We'll be right back.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger Keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.99. $1,995. That's enough for two vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Casey Luskin. Casey, do you have a website or a book you would like to talk about?
Sure. I would like to recommend listeners go to the website academicfreedomday.com, or they can also visit the website intelligentdesign.org. So academicfreedomday.com or intelligentdesign.org.
Now, what about the book that you wrote the chapter in?
Oh, well, I've written a couple books, contributed to a couple books, one of which is called Traipsing into Evolution. You can get it on Amazon.com. Another one is called Intelligent Design 101, Leading Experts Explain the Key Issues, and I believe that's also available on Amazon.com.
All right, fine. Well, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. We haven't done a program on evolution and creation for quite some time, but of course I think it is a very important issue, and you have to know how to address this intelligently, because unfortunately there are an awful lot of people out there who are victims of the liberal education and of the conditioning process, who honestly believe that there's evolution is a reality, or certainly, it was guided evolution. You know, God guided it, but it took a billion or a trillion years, something of that sort. It doesn't really matter, but the one thing is, of course, the last thing they want people to think about is the fact that, the Bible is accurate in its interpretation. How do you approach this, and what was your approach be to the subject?
Sure. Well, Discovery Institute, where I'm employed, approaches this issue from a scientific standpoint, and we support a lot of scientific research into intelligent design and evolution. We're convinced that there is a lot of credible scientific evidence that challenges modern evolutionary biology, and that it just basically needs to be able to get a fair hearing from the scientific community, and that this viewpoint can make a lot of inroads. Now, as far as public education goes, we support that students should learn about both the scientific evidence that supports and challenges evolution. So we basically think that evolution should be taught critically. We think that it should be taught, and we do think that students should learn about the evidence supporting evolution, so they should also learn about the evidence that challenges evolution. And we think that that's the best way to produce students who really understand the facts of biology and who understand how to critically think about the data and to weigh the evidence and understand how to come to their own conclusions and can reason through these scientific questions. So we think this is the best way to actually teach science education, is to teach both the evidence for and against evolution. Lastly, I think we mentioned intelligent design earlier. Discovery Institute actually supports quite a bit of scientific research into intelligent design. However, we actually do not support school districts that would try to require the teaching of intelligent design in their curriculum. And the reason is because It's not so much that we think that intelligent design is bad science. We actually think it's very good science, and we think that it most certainly should be considered constitutional to talk about in public schools. The problem is that we found that when intelligent design becomes pushed into the curriculum, that it tends to politicize the issue, and it tends to result in a kind of persecution of pro-ID scientists and students and faculty that we talked about, I think, in one of the earlier segments, some of that that was featured in the documentary Expelled, about some scientists that have, you know, lost their jobs because they supported ID. So our primary goal with ID is to really see it develop as a science and not try to push it into schools and have it become a political hot potato. So we support schools teaching both the evidence for and against evolution, but we don't think that they should require the teaching of alternatives to evolution like intelligent design.
Well, the problem is that the other side will never allow any, you know, if they have their choice, they will never allow, you know, both sides to be presented because their side is quite indefensible. Because they have an intense hatred of anyone who really believes in God. This is what it's really all about. This is the common denominator. You read the writings of some of these people who are ardent evolutionists, and they will tell you it is their hatred of God that motivates them, because the only alternative to evolution, even though evolution is not tenable, is the belief in a creator, and they cannot accept that. So don't you think that in any of this discussion there is a tremendous spiritual component, and it's really about do you believe or disbelieve in God? And don't you think that many of the people in the evolution who are pushing evolution are so angry about anybody questioning it, it's really they got a problem with God?
Well, there's certainly a very complicated issue, and as you say, there are certainly quite a number of evolutionists who definitely have very strong theological and spiritual motivations for holding their views, and certainly, you know, part of their issue here is that they basically want to support atheism. Richard Dawkins, the famous atheist, said that Darwin made it possible to become an intellectually fulfilled atheist, so it's clear that he has, you know, what you might call anti-religious motives in this debate. Now, that doesn't mean that I think that all evolutionists necessarily have those same kind of motives. You know, I think, as I said, this is a very complicated issue. It's very well known that in the history of science, that scientists tend to resist new ideas that challenge the reigning paradigm. This is just how the scientific process works. That when you come up with a new idea that's sort of revolutionary, something that challenges the prevailing status quo, that scientists tend to oppose that idea, and they're often intolerant of it. And I think that we've seen that going on with evolution. We see that, you know, even some scientists who might call themselves religious, they might call themselves theistic evolutionists, they are still stridently opposed to anything that has to do with intelligent design, and they think that intelligent design, you know, should not be allowed in the classroom, even though they themselves, you know, may actually believe in God. So, you know, what we're seeing here, I think, is a lot of a situation where what you would call there's people who are trying to preserve the status quo in the scientific community, and the bottom line is that whatever the causes are, the effect is very clear, that the scientific community, there are many people, many Darwinists, who are intolerant of views that disagree with their prevailing Darwinian view, and who are willing to go to great lengths to actually persecute skeptics of Darwinian evolution.
But of course, true science was always a search for the truth, and you always built upon what people believed or in theories to try to determine the truth. And there's so many holes in the whole concept of Darwinianism, and certainly the fact that they, you know, for almost 50 years, all these brilliant scientists, you know, were taken in by the Piltdown man, which is an obvious fraud. How can they possibly justify the fact that they were taken in if they're so smart?
Well, you're absolutely right. You know, there's a lot of smart people out there. There's a lot of smart evolutionists. There's a lot of smart evolution skeptics. They can't all be right. So we kind of have to start off with the, you know, with the assumption that a lot of smart people are going to be wrong here. I'd like to think that you and I are both reasonably intelligent people, and we're obviously skeptics of evolution, and there's a lot of people out there who think that we're wrong. So the question is not, you know, are there smart, credible people on your side? There are smart, credible people on both sides of this. I think I mentioned earlier that there's actually a list of over 750 PhD scientists that dissent from Darwinian evolution, and actually you can check out that list on the website dissentfromdarwin.org. So, you know, there's a lot of credible scientific dissent from evolution. What we think is that because there are credible scientists on both sides, that one side should not be able to shut down the other side, and that both sides should be able to have a place in the science classroom and in the scientific journals. Now, obviously, the Darwinists don't want that, so they resort to scare tactics, you know, trying to fire people, trying to intimidate them, trying to create a culture where they, an academic culture where people are intimidated from speaking out against evolution, and they've been very successful at that, unfortunately. But we're convinced that at the end of the day, hopefully, truth will win out, and that's what we're hoping for.
But, of course, these people are violating the very tenets of science. I mean, obviously, they're not men of integrity. I can certainly disagree with people. I often disagree with people that I have in my programs. But I treat them with respect. I let them bring out their views. And this doesn't challenge my fundamental beliefs at all. But apparently it challenges their beliefs because, of course, they're doing everything they can to silence those on the other side who disagree, who really believe that, you know, there is evidence that there is a master designer, there is a master creator, and that man did not simply evolve as a product of an accident from the slime somewhere in a pool eons ago.
You know, I think you make a very good point there. I think that the way that a person argues really shows a lot about the strength of their position. People who have the evidence on their side don't resort to scare tactics or intimidation tactics or persecution tactics, and they also treat their opponents in a very civil fashion. However, when we see the Darwinists dealing with this issue, they do persecute their opponents, and they often treat their opponents in a very uncivil fashion. To give you a little example, I was at the Texas State Board of Education meeting last week, where, as we mentioned at the very beginning, the Texas State Board of Education was trying to decide whether they're going to...
You're going to have to tell us the rest of the story on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Do you have aches and pains or suffer from indigestion or inflammation? Are you tired of feeling restless from insomnia? These symptoms are produced by harmful toxins, but with the correct information, understanding, and care, you can cleanse them from your body. AloeMaster.com would like to help you begin the road to recovery with aloe vera. For over 4,000 years, aloe vera has been known for its therapeutic and healing properties and is widely recognized as the plant that helps alleviate minor burn. AloeMaster.com picks the best aloe leaves and produces the most potent aloe vera concentrated juices and freeze-dried capsules you can find. AloeMaster.com offers products with 10 times the potency of ordinary aloe products, enhancing the benefits of this ancient cleansing plant. Turn over a new leaf and visit us today at AloeMaster.com. That's AloeMaster.com. Or call us at 1-800-934-ALOE. That's 1-800-934-2563 today.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Are you tired of searching for Craig Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and certainly our guest is Casey Luskin-Blick, and we have Randall calling from North Carolina, but I'm going to ask him to hang on for just a minute. Casey, you were telling us about when you went to the state legislature there in Texas. Well, tell us about that.
Yeah, it was the state board. We were talking about, you know, the way that the other side argues and the kind of the arguments they make and how they that reveals the strength of their position. And when I was at the Texas State Board of Education last week, there were three experts who testified in favor of teaching evolution dogmatically and three experts who testified in favor of teaching evolution as a science, where students learn both the evidence for and against. And the, one of the experts who testified basically trying to encourage the state board teach evolution dogmatically went so far as to attack the credentials of the other experts. Now, they were all PhDs. They were all extremely well-credentialed scientists and scholars. And, you know, this was just inappropriate. But, you know, these are not – this is not the kind of civil behavior that we would expect from people that have the evidence on their side. And, unfortunately, it's very common for Darwinists to engage in this sort of personal attacks on people who disagree with them.
Well, it's the old adage, if you don't like the message, why you attack the messenger? And certainly when you have to learn, if you're going to be on this battlefield of ideas, is that you never allow them to get away with that. You turn the tables and put them on the defensive and, of course, point out what they're doing and how dare they do this sort of thing. Are they, what an insult it is to the intelligence of the audience that they would do that. Do they really think the audience is that stupid? And I'll tell you, or simply tell them, you know, they should really act like gentlemen. You would respect their views. You expect them to do the same, if they are gentlemen, of course. Well, let's go to Randall calling from North Carolina. Hi, Randall. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing, Stan?
I'm doing just fine. Katie, great to have you with us. You have a question or comment for our guest?
Yeah, well, I agree with you. You mentioned one name, Piltdown Man.
Right.
The other one was Nebraska Man.
Right.
That was in this tooth of an extinct pig. This was actually atheistic scientists that agreed, along with Piltdown Man, was what, an old man with arthritis or something?
No, basically it was a skull. It was a skull of an orangutan. I think it was a skull of a man, the jaw of an orangutan.
And I don't know how they could go any farther than that. That's that whole monkey to man theory is totally disproven. Ken Hovind and the Institute of Creation Research, I'm sure Stan knows about that, you know, that institute out there, and Henry Morris. I mean, Hovind puts him into a corner that, I'll tell you, he really makes a fools out of these atheists.
Well, he used to, you know. They put him in prison on some trumped-up charges.
Is that right?
Well, yeah,
I hadn't heard of that.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Unfortunately. Anyway, do you have a question for our guest here? We're just about out of time.
Casey, don't get your faith shaken at all. I know probably that's not what's happening to you, but, Stan knows as well as I do that, they can't shake my faith. I might have a comment from your guest, from you, Casey, on, what about this zeitgeist? This is almost unbelievable what people trying to propagate, you know. What comments does he have on that, I might ask him.
Well, do you have any thoughts on that at all, Casey?
Zeitgeist. I'm not sure I know what that is.
Oh, You haven't seen that. Have you seen that, Stan?
No, I haven't. So, I've heard about it, but I just haven't seen it.
Yeah, I know. It's hard to look at all of those YouTube things. And, well, it's, you know, it's atheism. I'm trying to say that in past civilizations that some of their some people just actually were duplicates of Christ, that they were buried and rose again and healed people and were born on December 25th. And about the solstice, when December 25th is the lowest, you know, the least dark day of the year, and then around Easter time is when the starts turning into more light during the daytime. I mean, it's really, if you look at it, it's utter nonsense.
Well, I don't think I'm going to waste my time, but God bless. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I'm not an astrologer.
Bye-bye. And, of course, that was Randall calling from North Carolina. Well, Casey, we've only got about a minute and a half for you to wrap up the program, so let's get your thoughts out there.
Sure. Well, I guess I would just encourage people to understand that where this debate is at today is it's fundamentally about academic freedom. There is credible scientific evidence that challenges Darwinian evolution. There are credible scientists with PhDs from, you know, the same institutions of the scientists who support evolution. And these scientists, you know, they have published their research in peer-reviewed journals, and they've expressed their dissent from evolution in a credible scientific fashion. What's going on is that there are certain factions of the Darwinian scientific community who don't want that to happen. They feel, for whatever reason, they feel threatened by it, and so they're trying to use intimidation and scare tactics to prevent evolution skeptics from having their say and allowing their views to be taught in the classroom. So I would encourage people to support academic freedom on this issue. Go to the website academicfreedomday.com. That's academicfreedomday.com. You can learn about February 12th, which is Academic Freedom Day, how you can observe that and celebrate academic freedom, and you can also sign an online petition to support academic freedom in evolution education.
Well, thank you so very much for being. We really appreciate it. God bless you, and the best of luck to you. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you so much. It was fun.
Okay, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and of course we do carry the couple of books here on evolution. One of them is The Case Against Darwin. Another one is called Tornado in a Junkyard. It's put out by a good friend of ours called James Perloff. He wrote The Case Against Darwin as well. And we certainly recommend this information. They're both available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Tear in a Junkyard is really, Tornado in a Junkyard is really an excellent overview of how to defend your faith. And the fraudulent nature, I can remember when I went to school and reading these textbooks and seeing the pictures, you know, of the similarity between the embryo of a pig and of a human being and of a turtle or fish or whatever it was, chicken. And, of course, you know, they all look exactly the same. And so then, of course, as with development, why one became a fish and one became a turtle and one became but of course there wasn't any truth to it. This isn't the way the embryos looked. It was all fraudulent. And all of this is fraudulent, and yet I dare say they still have those same pictures in the textbooks today, using them, because a picture of you is worth a thousand words, to lie to our children to destroy their faith in God, because behind everything going on today is this eternal spiritual battle that we so often talk about. And if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. You need to hear our talk on the forbidden secret and get the syllabus. You need to hear our talk on the planned police state and get the syllabus. Goes with that, because it actually has a great deal of material from the occultists, from the people on the other side, the people who are coordinating this whole great tragedy that's unfolding. And then, of course, we now have available The Eye of the Phoenix. Chris, we've been waiting for this for a year. It's the latest in the series put out by Chris Pinto. And I think this may very well be the best one. It's 2 hours and 50 minutes. It goes into the occult symbols on the back of the dollar bill. And I think Chris has done a magnificent job with this. That's The Eye of the Phoenix. And I hate to say that I play a small part in it. But I think that they have a lot of very, very learned people there. Well, I can always say it's just very, very professionally done. The Eye of the Phoenix, available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And, of course, if you have not seen the other two videos, or DVDs, actually, the first one would be The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, and the second would be Riddles in Stone, The Secret Architecture of Our Nation's Capital. You really want to get those. I don't know how many of you heard my interview last night with Mr. James Wasserman, who's written a book on the secret architecture of our nation's capital. He's a follower of Aleister Crowley. He's a member of the OTO, which is a super secret society, although they do have a website. Aleister Crowley, of course, was a Satanist, and this man certainly believes that Aleister Crowley is a wonderful individual. They follow his teachings, and but, you know, he agreed with so much of what is available in that film. The Riddles in Stone, The Secret Architecture of Our Nation's Capital. People need to understand there have always been two forces in America, one the Christian, the other the occult, and the occultists are in total working control of our country today. And they work through organizations like the Trilateral Commission and the Bilderbergers and the Council on Foreign Relations and the Group of 30 and the Masons and the Theosophists and the Lucius Trust and the Rosicrucians, but they're there. And the Trilateralists are the top of this pyramid right to today, and they literally control our government. Already, there are only 120 people in the Trilateral Commission. Already 10 of them are in key positions in the Obama administration, and so many of the others are members of the CFR and the Bilderbergers, and nothing is going to change other than for the worse. And they have engineered this whole economic collapse, and nobody's going to tell you that. That's why you need to go to our website at RadioLiberty.com, RadioLiberty.com, and pull down my November and my November newsletters. Pardon me, my November and my December newsletters, and you begin to understand how they created this and why they created it. What do they want to do? They want to destroy civilization. Why would rational people want to do that? Because we're not dealing with rational people. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNLive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening.